Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV, welcome to Daily News. I am Ross Chanley, this is Thomas Dutton. We're here to bring you the latest Liverpool news for Wednesday, the 14th of July, or lack of, Tom.
No, there's some news
there. There is a bit of news. Liverpool, of course, take on Chelsea in the Super Cup tonight, and everyone cannot wait. Tedious link, but one person who might have to wait for that, Tom, is Naby Keita.
What a transition, my word.
Smooth. It broke last night. Dave Maddock tweeted, as did others, looks like bad news for #LFC. With Naby Keita leaving training early in Istanbul, we were also like a muscular problem. He did go on to say he walked off with the physio and went straight down the tunnel, which suggests it's not the best news and it could be an injury occurrence. There was a little video doing the rounds of him walking off as well. I think some of the people kind of tweeted it, worded it a little bit worse. So like he kind of walked out with training, which made it sound like a lot worse.
I thought it was an argument to start with.
I was like, oh shit. But Tom, it's just another... I think frustrating is probably the right word, isn't it?
Well, there's a tweet just below and it says, I said on Twitter months ago that this guy would most probably be Klopp's worst signing. It has been disastrous so far. Heads are falling off and I understand why a head's falling off. A fella's got injured because he's been playing so much football. Look, we knew he had an injury problem. They took him to AFCON and then he's had more problems since then. Obviously he has. And maybe... Look, we had a speak about it in the office this morning. Maybe we shouldn't have trained him that hard. He's passed the fitness test and got another one, and there are some issues and stuff. But he's a fantastic player. He's getting used to Klopp's way of training. And I know, look, he's been there for the season and what have you. He's been training like this for a while, but it is one of them where it's not the worst signing Klopp's made.
No.
It's not. And I know I've just singled out that comment just to kind of have a go at it, but that annoys me, the fact that everyone's saying he's not good enough and we should get rid because he's had two injury problems or maybe even three when he's been at Liverpool. Yes, he's missed some games, but have faith in the kid. He's boss.
Yeah, that's why I said frustrating was probably the right word because, you know, we waited a year for him. Yeah. And we expected him to come and hit the ground running. He didn't really do that. And it was obviously tactical getting up to speed and then as the injuries are on top of it. I'm guessing that he might be dead annoyed with it, but we spoke in depth about this morning on the Reds Transfer Roundup over on the website. And partly, I don't know if it's just me being naive, but it kind of strikes me like what Klopp mentioned about Daniel Sturridge and kind of being like, you know, those players that aren't, not fully committed isn't the right term, but you know what I mean? As soon as they feel something, it's like, oh, we're not
present. He's not Luis Suarez where he played through getting
pain,
knocked.
Through the pain barrier, I'm going to play through it, get to knock and whatever. And it was interesting, we went to Lyon, I asked him about Adam Lallana.
Yeah.
He said, Adam's fine, he said, it's all up in here. So he's like, he's navigated the kind of same thing.
Yeah.
Just what you touched on there, sorry, Sad, there's another tweet here from Chris Williams last night. It says, Naby Keita struggling to shake off mishandling by Guinean national setup. Had a few knocks at Leipzig, nothing really that serious. Should have been given full rest after his injury in May and not taking to the AFCON.
That's the problem.
That is
the problem. There's the list of injuries. There are quite a few. I think the top three are from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Of games that he's missed for Liverpool. So, look, in terms of games missed, it's not massive. We've seen worse.
Yeah.
Remember Daniel Sturridge, Oxlade-Chamberlain missing a lot for Arsenal and what have you. Lallana's missed a lot. There are players who've missed a lot more games. This is early on in his Liverpool career. Hopefully he can come back and after this injury, maybe we train him in a different way. Obviously Daniel Sturridge had his own set of training because we had to protect him. I think maybe Naby Keita's got to have that and then build slowly to full first team maybe.
And it's also frustrating for the fans because I don't know, this happened during the transfer window. People wanted another attacking midfielder and obviously hindsight's a wonderful thing and that, but you know, you mentioned Adam Lallana, then he gets injured quite a lot. Naby Keita's injured Chamberlain's an unknown quantity, and we don't know what he's going to be like coming in, kind of pushing towards that, another Premier League title and another Champions League, hopefully, and whatever else that, that comes with that. And it's like, oh, Alisson, it's not all doom and gloom, but, you know, Alisson Dinge and stuff like that. And it's like, you take
how much of a blow do you think that is in terms of our midfield options? Obviously, Naby Keita's there. You can't fully trust that in the line at the moment just because you don't know.
But I want the squad depth. Yeah, but then we'll come to in a minute with the Lovren thing. People talk about putting Fabinho at centre back, but then you've lost four midfielders. It's a massive loss.
But in terms of the attacking mids, look, we've got it on the screen here. This is the travelling squad that's going to go to the Super Cup today. Look, Keita's in there. Obviously, we've got to rule him out. So it's going to be, you'd think, either Oxlade-Chamberlain comes in. We've got James Milner. Where is he? We've got James Milner there. Got Adam Lallana.
Hendo,
obviously, and Genie, the stalwarts. There are options there with him not being in, but me and Si were talking about it. He wanted to see Naby Keita play.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic player on his day, and it would have been great to see just Liverpool go all out attack and just go, there you go, deal with Henderson, Keita running from the midfield with our front three and our full backs. It would have been amazing.
Yeah, I think because he's shown glimpses of what he can do, and I think people just want more from it. And I said, you know, he might have that mentality. I'm sure the player's obviously gutted himself, wasn't trying to throw him under the bus there.
No, yeah.
But, you know, let us know your thoughts on Naby Keita below, and we'll get towards all the comments and questions at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Moving on to something a bit more cheerful, Tom. I thought this was just quite a nice story. Before the Champions League in Madrid, when we played Madrid, Klopp was wearing CR7 boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Genie did an interview with The Athletic. We're doing really well at the moment. He said, he was just talking about Jurgen Klopp and how he kind of makes all the players calm. I thought it was quite dead important, quite nice. I'm sure the managers do this, but when you're in a high tense pressure situation, he said, you know, we saw him wearing the boxer shorts to Cristiano Ronaldo. He did a meeting with the shirt stuffed inside the CR7 boxes, the whole change room was on the floor laughing their heads off. It really broke the ice using those situations. Everyone was serious, concentrated and relaxed. He made this joke. He's done hundreds of jokes like that. If you see a manager really confident and relaxed, have an effect on your players. He's a father figure for those in the play, father figures in those things for the players with his jokes and his body language, and he takes the pressure off the players.
I love this, Ross.
I just thought it was dead, yeah.
It's one of them where you're looking at it and you're going, that's why a load of players come out and talk about how good he is as a man manager. You know what I mean? In terms of, look, this is the biggest game of your lives so far, and everyone's nervous, everyone is shitting themselves, basically. They're about to play one of the best teams in the world on the biggest stage in club football, and he walks in wearing boxes of their best player and just goes, right, let's have a laugh, lads, go out there and have fun with it. And I love it, yeah. Genuinely love it, because you're thinking about how can a manager endear himself to his players, how can he calm down a room full of people, and it would have helped the game as well. Obviously, we got battered that night, but we were good. The only reason we lost, in my mind, Salah gets injured and Karius makes two massive errors. You know what I mean? On the day, we were good. We showed up in quite a few moments until he closed out the game. So I think it had probably a massive effect on
that. It's a good little insight to what it's like, isn't it? Yeah. I think as fans, you kind of want those little stories. We'll move on to the next one, which isn't cheerful, but it's pretty funny. It's from our mates over at the Empire of the Cop. Mm-hmm. A journalist from ESPN, we'll get onto it in a second, thinks that Liverpool should sell one of Mane, Salah, Firmino before it's too late. And it's nonsense, obviously. So journalist Ryan O'Halloran speculated in a lengthy ESPN piece that the Reds should consider offloading one of the world-class trio before their value diminishes.
Before you read this, I do understand what he's trying to say, but it's wrong.
Okay, fine. Cool. So here's his argument. Salah turned 27 in June, Mane celebrated the same birthday in April, and Firmino turns 28 in October. Most attackers start to decline right around this time. Take a star player, throw in a minor drop off production, and you've still got a star player, just slightly diminished. But when it happens to these three guys at once, the effect on the team performance could be exponential. Liverpool have a problem to solve. It's a problem they're lucky to have, but a problem nonetheless. They can keep all three and get the maximum amount of on-field production out of them over the next couple of seasons, but that would eventually leave them with a trio of declining, expensive older players whose transfer values have greatly declined. All three are on contracts that expire the same day too. Marty Callum's 30th June 2023, or they could try to sell high on right before the deadline comes, running the risk of missing out another great season or two, but then the money finding a replacement, reinvest elsewhere in the squad, or both.
I'm sure in this article he debunks all of it. Go over there and read it and find out Jordan's words. It is Jordan Chamberlain's words. I get what he's trying to say. He's saying
they're not his words, he's cited that.
No, that's what I mean, his words, okay, when he's gonna debunk it. I get it, but I was just thinking then, how old is Cristiano Ronaldo? How old is Lionel Messi? how all the fantastic players are still fantastic players. Daniel Sturridge was still a fantastic player. Yes, diminished, and I understand that. But what it is instead of selling them, keep them there
and
buy someone else to take their place, which is what we're doing. We've got youth players in there, and then next season, yes, we'll buy someone else in. Maybe you sell one at some point, but they're in the primes. Yeah, you start dropping off after 28. We'll wait till they've dropped off on the 29, 30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got a wealth of experience of a Champions League winner and hopefully a Premier League winner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Giving that experience and giving that mentorship to the youth. You know, and that's what you want. That's why James Milner's such an integral part of this team. He doesn't play every single game, but he's in and around the squad telling people, this is how you play football, this is what you do in this situation. Divock Origi spoke the other day about how he's learned, mostly from Jurgen Klopp, but he will learn from all three of these players into how to play these positions at a world-class level.
Yeah, I get the value point because it might diminish, but there'll be teams crying out flat and the transfer market's only going up and up. And I think particularly with Mane and Bobby, like, yes, they're blessed with pace, but it's not the only facet to the game.
Exactly.
Of like going like, well, they can slow down a little bit, but Mo's still got his finishing, Bobby's still got his trickery and running around and coming deep and stuff. You know, Mane, you could probably compare to like a Michael Owen, like when he lost his pace, you know, what else has he got? But Mane's finishing is boss as well. So.
Let us know in the comments, would you sell all three of our best attacking players just because this fella on ESPN said so?
Yeah. Two more quickly. Jurgen Klopp addressed Lovren's transfer speculation and his pre-match press conference yesterday as a tongue twister.
That was easy.
He got asked about, you know, Lovren, what's going on sort of thing, and I thought it was really interesting. He said, no idea, we'll see what happens in January, not only this window. And I think that's massive because I think it reassures a lot of people that want him to stay or have grown concerns of, you know, injuries, as we mentioned before, and squad depth in certain areas. I'm going, if you can keep until January, you can get someone else in.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Just keep hold of him for now.
Well, it's one of them. We have the player. We are in no obligation to sell. And I think...
It's also about value as well, isn't it?
It is about value. I just think, look, we're not going to leave ourselves short. And I know you've got to respect the player. And we spoke loads about Lovren this week. And you spoke about it in depth, I'm sure, on the Reds News Roundup. It looks like he is going to go. That is basically what... He's going to go to Roma, probably. But if Jurgen Klopp sat down and gone, look, everyone... No, we need to keep him until January. And we said to Lovren, if we went to Lovren, look, no, you're not going until January. You can go in January, let us find a replacement. He won't want to leave us.
Yeah.
Shafted, surely. You know what I mean? He's been a loyal servant to the club, and you say, look, another 6 months.
But if he's got the opportunity to go to Roma, and the opportunity to go to Roma is not there in 6 months' time, is it?
But we can just negotiate to them and just say, look, you can buy him now, but you get him in January. Look what we did with Naby Keita. We wanted him so badly that we were willing to do that. I think if Roma want him so badly, maybe they'll be willing to do that. And if not, then we'll wait till we'll keep him another season. That's fine.
Yeah.
It looks like he is going to go, but I think that would be smart to keep him till January.
Yeah, and if he does go, we'll just go live, won't we?
We will be there with the breaking news, definitely.
Speaking of money, Tom, Liverpool will earn €4.5 million. That's €4.2 million in real money. Prize money alone tonight, if they beat Chelsea in the Super Cup, they'll earn €3.5 million just for turning up tonight. An extra €1 million is on the table for the victor.
I wonder if someone will be offended by that joke. Do you reckon? If you're European, you're offended, tell us.
It all stacks up, doesn't it? So like obviously the Community Shield, there's probably not a massive monetary value on that, but you know, it's all kind of plus in the banking side, which people are viewing of, we didn't spend any in this summer, but it all adds to the next summer and going forward, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's just another little bit of money. To be honest, I'm not too arsed. I'm more arsed about the cup, and I think the prestige of having that cup would be much better. But it's another little bit of money to go into the kitty to pay players' wages. Will that pay for the squad's wages for a month? And like,
probably
it
not.
Should do. Well, it'll probably pay for the running costs for a bit. That's just how much money gets spent in football nowadays. That 4.2 million is nothing, really. But it is, I mean, it's good.
Yeah. Finally, we mentioned a couple of times, Reds transfer news recorded this morning, going out on the website later. If you want to go and check out the website there, there's obviously a Jurgen Klopp interview with Chris Page, it's boss. And there is a clip of it on YouTube as well, but obviously pre-match stuff, written content.
The opposition previews there with Louis, basically going through, that's the article, sorry, but there is an opposition preview with Louis. It's in the video section, go over there and check it out. really, really good insight into all the what Chelsea do. I'm hopefully going to get one of them for every single team this season, just because it's interesting, not just for you, for me. I really like listening. We speak about Liverpool all day, every day, and it's the main thing that we look into. And then you've got to sit here and go, well, what's their strengths? Who should we be looking at? And blah, blah, blah. That's a good thing that they're around the league as well.
Poor Chris are out in Istanbul at the moment. They'll have all your post-match content. It's obviously why they're not here, but, you know, stick around and check out socials and YouTube for that. Should we do some comments?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't got time for too many, but... go with Keita. Leonard D'Souza says we've got to let Keita get 100%. We need him for the season. Yeah. He'll be the difference between us winning the league. Luke Flannel says, I feel so sorry for Naby. He's been so unlucky with injuries, and now not only are our rivals calling him a flop, but some weirdos in our own fan base. And then Barry Thabo Ramadit says, guys, let's be patient with the boy. We all know how good he is.
He is fantastic, isn't he?
That's why the word frustration came to my mind, because I just want him to kind of kick on and start. And he kind of thought he had that injury towards the back end of last season, put it behind him. It's all just been derailed by all the AFCON stuff and the conflict that went on there. You know what happened in the summer? We said he wasn't ready, but they played him anyway. And he came on as a sub, and then he played one game and he came home. It's like, that's hindered him so much. And he's obviously keen to get stuck in.
Well, look at the end of last season when he started playing well. He got two goals, didn't he? Got the first goal, and then he got a second goal in the next game, possibly, in the Champions League.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're watching it and you're like, this guy is starting to do well. He's picking the ball up deep and he's playing like he did when he first came in, with a sense of freedom before that Napoli game, when he was terrible in that game, to be fair. But I think he was injured that game, and then he's just started building and building and building. Yes, it is frustrating. He's one for the future. He's one for this season. Give him all the time he needs, and he'll show you at the back end. You know what I mean? It'll be like Fabinho, hopefully, where towards the end of the season, let him get in there and just show his worth. And that's Fabinho being able to know the system and be 100% fully fit, won us that Champions League. He got us all the way through there. He was an integral part of us getting the amount of points we did in the Premier League. And I think Naby Keita is going to do the same later. We need to give him the opportunity to do that with his fitness, though.
Just want to say happy birthday to Josh C in the comments.
Happy birthday, lad.
Happy birthday.
On the stuff about selling the players, Charles the Goat says, let Salah, Mane, Firmino grow into the equivalent of Bayern's dynasty, Muller, Robben, Ribery. Let them retire at the club. It can be their home forever. Loyalty equals trophies. Oh, I think that's a great comment.
I would love that. Imagine.
But that's what I'm saying. There's no reason. If you want to get loads of money out of it, but that comes back to what we were saying before, of being all these trophies and winning and whatever else, we're stacked up with money. We've got no reason to sell them, as the comment says. If you can still use them, I said before, they lose a little bit of pace, they've still got facets of the game that can inert teams.
I mean, just even an iconic image of all three of them. Just when they, I've them when they first were there, and then when they end their careers, is that front three will be amazing in a few years. Yeah, I agree. Look,
and they're all relatively cheap in terms of transfer money anyway. It was around the £30 million mark each.
Well, that's it. Maybe that's a case that we said, if you can sell a Mo Salah at age 30 for £90 million. It's not going to happen. But let's say it did. You're tripling the value of the player, and you've had him through his peak years. Then maybe, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One more, maybe?
Another one kind of on Keita, but it's a nice little point about tonight's game, saying the Super Cup should have been the perfect game to reward players like Milner and Keita, who put loads of effort towards the Champions League, but didn't actually start in the final.
No,
it's a nice little point, isn't it? And I think Milner will start for that reason.
Yeah.
It's just... a shame. It looks like Keita won't be able to.
Yeah, no, it will be a shame. I think you're right. Milner will probably play. If you want to go and see Chris's starting 11 prediction to go see what he thinks. Spoiler: Milner is in that team. But yeah, I mean, I can't wait for this game tonight. No. To be honest with you, I'm really looking forward to Liverpool playing again. Obviously, we got to see them smash Norwich. It'd be nice to see us just smash Chelsea and get another cup. Go top of the list of club honours.
Yeah,
in English
let's
football.
Do that.
Yeah, nice one, everyone, for watching.
We'll be back tomorrow or later if Lovren goes.
Yeah, if Lovren goes, we'll be there. If not, we'll be back tomorrow. See you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.